You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
From the depths of a digital abyss, where truth drowns in a sea of clickbait and algorithms, a beacon ignites. From the heart of Badgerland, from our studios on State Street in downtown Madison, Wisconsin, it's John and Gordy on 92.7 WMDX.
Welcome to the jungle. We've got jungle heat out there, man.
The humidity is really high.
WMDX 92.7. I just can't stand it. This is just all, I wore a shirt thinking, well, it's got that morning chill, right? There's no morning chill out there.
What do you mean you wore?
I throw my long sleeve shirt on just in case. You know, again, no morning chill. There's nothing out there. It's just hot, humid, sticky, ungodly.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
The dew point's got to be just awful.
Oh, it's off horrendous. The charts already. Are you kidding me?
Huh?
Oh man,
can you check the dew point on your WMDX Samsung watch?
WMDX weather. Fold.
The fold.
It's called the fold.
The fold.
Not a lot of people can afford the fold.
It's an expensive phone. I wonder if Trump will have a fold mobile phone in his lineup.
Wouldn't
of
that
new
be
mobile
interesting
phones?
If he could? But they're only using like old used warehoused phones that they could paint gold and then sell for $500. God. What a con.
Seems like a moneymaker to me.
Yeah, that's a big one. Dew point is 68, not 70. It was 70 a couple of days ago.
Oh, man.
But, 68 right now. Humidity 100%.
Yeah.
So it's like swimming outside.
It feels like it.
Yeah.
I think the air conditioning is working okay here, right?
It's fine.
Don? I think so. Yeah, it's pretty
good. It's
fine.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Dom is still wearing sweatshirts. What the hell? He's got a hoodie on.
And I got my beanie on, too. I don't have it on right now, but I brought it. So
just in case.
Just in case.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good morning, 92.7 WMDX. It's John and Gordy, along with our producer extraordinaire, Dom Lee. And here we go for a Wednesday.
All right. Well, that's...
It's cloudy out there.
It's one way to kick it off there, you know, telling everybody what day it is.
Well, some people just waking up, they may not know. What day is this? Oh, is it? What is it? Is it Saturday? No. Tuesday? No.
And don't we wish it was Saturday?
Well, it's going to get in the 90s, Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yes. That's what Charlie Shortino is talking about this morning. You know, I watched Charlie early in the morning just to see what expensive Italian suit he's wearing
exactly.
today.
Exactly, yeah.
You know, he's Italian through and through.
And so
he loves those suits, man. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. And he's always got the little handkerchief thing, you know, in the pocket and you know, a tie clasp.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very sharp-dressed man.
I want to see if he can come Charlie up with, Shortino. You know, the really old... Italian suits that were just so wonderful.
Ooh,
what are they? Shark skin?
Yes.
The shiny.
The real shiny ones.
Yeah,
we should send him a note.
Didn't you pick up on it? Shark skin, very popular.
It's coming back, Charlie. You could be on the cutting edge. Yeah. He's a clothes horse, that Charlie Shortino.
Yes.
Anyway, I know Charlie. I go way back with Charlie. He and I started at the same time at Channel 15 in the weather department. And then I started the morning show over there. And then I left for South Bend, Indiana. And he took the job. And he's been there ever since.
And who knew?
Doing mornings.
Right?
Yeah. Yep. Anyway. Yeah, so it's cloudy this morning, heavy rain and thunderstorms at times. Shall we spin the weather roulette wheel? Do we want to do that?
Why not?
Yeah, see what the high temperature, because it's already 68. What could the temperature possibly be?
Let's see. Ooh, boy, that's spinning.
It's pretty fast
this morning.
And it's Wow, it only says 70 for a high, so temperature's not going to move all that much.
Okay.
Is that what your WMDX
Yeah, black watch? 70. Well, no, I don't know what my Samsung watch.
Well, why aren't you checking? You usually check the sunrise and the sunset.
You give me a heads up.
Okay, we've been doing it every day for months.
71 degrees predicted high. Currently 70, low tonight. 63, which is much warmer than it is today.
Yeah.
Wow.
What's the sunset?
Overnight, it never. I don't think it dipped below 70 all night.
You have the sunset?
Oh, the sunset?
Yeah.
8:40. Wow. Keeps getting later and
I know.
Later.
Yeah. It stays light later. Okay.
All right.
Coming up a little bit later on, we're going to get into Dumpster Wednesday. Mm. Used to do this on Fridays.
Yeah, we've got so many stories we have not had a chance to get through, and you know they may sound dated. They may they may have sounded like something from last year.
No. They have a long shelf life.
Yes, they do.
There's no expiration date on some of these stories.
Well, what it does is it gives you kind of an overall picture of where we are at.
Where we are at?
Yes. Okay. My wife's a writer.
Where at are we?
My wife's a writer. Yeah. And it just drives her crazy. Since she was a baby, I guess, because we were, talking about where it's at in the 70s and 60s. And,
right.
She doesn't like ending a sentence on at.
On a preposition.
Yeah, what is
or
it?
A proposition.
What? Who's the singer that had a song that where it's at?
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm, all right, look that up.
He did Loser.
Loser. Huh?
Everybody's.
I
care.
I have no idea what you're talking
all right.
about.
Well,
now.
I'm
There's
just
a song.
I'm going for a guy.
This is where it's at.
Is it Dustin Lynch?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, never mind.
Okay. There's a lot of songs called Loser. I can't remember. Okay. It doesn't matter. But anyway, ending a sentence in ad is not a proper thing to do.
Exactly.
And that's why I love doing it.
Okay. We want to check the national day. Well, we can't check the national day calendar. We don't do that anymore. If we did, here are some of the days. National Want to Get Away Day.
Oh.
Want to Get Away Day. You know, it'd be nice to get away every once in a while. It's a good thing
isn't
to do,
there
right?
Isn't there a song, Get Away?
Get Away.
Got to get away, got to
get away. I don't know. National Splurge Day. Splurge on something nice for yourself. And it's National Go Fishing Day. This is probably a really good fishing day for you fisher people out there. Because it's warm and humid. I think the fish might be biting today. Might see some fishermen out
there. Georgie Fame did one.
Georgie Fame,
got to get away.
Okay.
All right. Let's see if we can't come up with that one.
We'll look that up. In the meantime, I know Dom's been checking the history books.
Yes, he has.
The birthdays and everything.
Quite the list of
boy, you got a big list
items in the history book today.
I went deep yesterday.
Did
I
you?
Went very deep. Yeah.
Deep dive. A deep dive.
Deep dive. In the
what do you got for us?
In 1879, the baby carriage was invented.
Wow!
Oh, what a day that must have been.
That was fantastic.
Yeah.
We got wheels. We got a bassinet. What are we gonna do?
It accidentally rode down the hill in front of a vehicle right away. First thing.
Oh no! Put some brakes on that thing.
Yeah. And then in 1948, the Columbia Records introduced the long-playing record album.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, the LP. Wow.
1948. Okay. A little bit of some sadness here. I'm not trying to be sad, but the Titan submersible operated by Ocean Gate imploded today back in 2023.
2 years ago.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Birthdays.
Birthdays. We got Paul McCartney.
Oh, wow.
And then we have Dizzy Reed, who was a keyboardist for Guns N' Roses.
Paul McCartney, he died, right?
No, but he made an amazing comeback.
He really did right away.
Let's see. Paul McCartney, I'm going to guess, is 83? Dom?
I think 83.
I'm looking right now.
Yeah.
You are correct.
Thank you.
83.
Okay.
Guy knows everything about it. I'm a Beatles fan.
He definitely looked it up before the show.
No, I didn't.
No?
No. Ringo's got a birthday coming up because I share my birthday with Ringo Starr.
Oh.
Same, wow. So that's on July 7th. I know.
Funny we're not reminded of that constantly.
Any other birthdays?
Nope. No other birthdays.
Well, I see on the list Dizzy Reed. Who's Dizzy Reed?
Yeah, Dizzy Reed. He was the... He was the keyboardist for Guns N' Roses.
Oh, I missed that. Okay.
He was the keyboardist.
I heard a song yesterday. She said?
Oh,
she said the Beatles song.
A Beatles song.
Yeah.
Yeah, she said, I think. I can't remember.
I was watching a special, Leonard Bernstein special on rock music way back in 67.
He was a big Beatles fan. Yeah.
He was, and he dissected that particular song. I recorded it and watched it yesterday because it was just fascinating stuff.
Because that was a song that Lennon came up with on an acid trip.
Really?
Yes.
Because it changed, keys. It changed, from 3-4 to 4-4 and the whole thing, and he's just dissecting this thing, and it's kind of wild,
Yeah, Leonard Bernstein, big, big Beatle fan.
He loved him.
Yeah.
And he really loved rock music at the time. But it was funny because he said, most of the music, rock music, is really bad.
Yeah.
It's really bad. But there's about 7 or 8% that's really good. And then, of course, the narrator for the show, and the narrator was the guy who produced the show, and he produced it for, I think, one of the networks, news networks.
Okay.
So anyway, he came up with it, and it was just, and it was narrated really well, and he really said that rock music was good overall, not 3 or 7% of the rock music, but it was really an interesting time capsule.
Well, yeah, remember that. Mid-60s, there were a lot of guys like Steve Allen and Milton Berle and all these old-timers at that time.
Yeah, yeah.
Really put down the Beatles. I mean, they were just, oh, this is trash. This is garbage. They wouldn't get cut it a break at all because they saw their musical era was over.
Yeah.
It was over. And then people like Leonard Bernstein,
came out with that.
Stepped up.
Yeah, kind of.
There's some really good stuff in there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Anyway, those were the days.
Those were the days.
I
hated that
Mary
song.
Mary Hopkin?
Yeah, I hated that song.
I did
song.
Too.
God.
Yeah. That was
there
awful.
There were so many bad songs about the 60s.
And that was Mary Hopkin was a Beatles protege.
Yes.
I mean, they gave her a record deal, and that song came out. I couldn't stand that song.
If you listen to the song, it's like just 8 minutes long.
I know.
It just goes on and on.
Forever. Yeah. Hey, this portion of John and Gordy in the Morning is brought to you by our friends at Verlo Mattress. You can wake up and sleep better on a Verlo Mattress. A lot has changed. Plenty has changed. Think of how many changes we've had since 1958.
Well, they came out with the... adjustable bed frame, which is it broke through.
Every time, it's a big deal. Still a big deal. Adjustable bed frames. Excuse me. Verlo Mattress. They're still direct to consumer, providing superior products and unbeatable prices. Verlo Mattress, 2 Madison locations on the East Side website. And go to Verlo.com and check out their adjustable bed frames. They've got a
whole
couple.
You won't regret it.
You will never regret getting an adjustable bed frame for the rest of your life. Okay.
Absolutely.
Just getting started on a Wednesday morning. We're coming back with more of John and Gordy in a moment.
Yep.
Yes. Yes.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
That's it right there. Yeah.
Gotta go. I hope you're ready, girls. Take a look outside.
Right.
We'll
get away.
Leave
what?
The city.
Gotta go.
They'll have to stay.
Yeah, yeah. Georgie Fame.
Georgie Fame. Wow, there's a name I haven't heard in a long time.
Yep, there you gotta go. Get away. And he had a hit, which was also mind-bogglingly horrible. It was The Ballad of Bonnie and Clyde. I don't know if you remember that.
Oh, I remember
right
the
after
name.
The movie, of course. And then, you know, he came out with a song, and it was okay, but, you know, over and over, the same story over and over, and having all these gunshots. There were really sound effects of machine guns just blasting something, you know. But it
really?
Was, yeah. The
Ballad of Bonnie and Clyde.
The Ballad of Bonnie and Clyde.
I'll have to look that one
I'll have
up.
To look into that one.
We got a text here. You can always call us or text us. The phone line's open, 608-879-8255.
You want to try that?
What? That one?
What Doug suggests here is a new promo idea. He's in our
he's
promotional
always got an idea.
Department, as you know.
Yeah.
Destroying Gordy's Subaru on the square at the farmer's market would make a great viral. Probably. John and Gordy joined the Manosphere promotion. Bring sledgehammers for people to join in on the destruction. Thoughts? Thoughts? he always follows these ideas up with thoughts.
Well, I remember, Doug has a thing about my Subaru.
Really?
You know, because he was living in Baraboo the same time I was. That's how I got to know Doug a little bit. Then he moved to Milwaukee and I moved to Madison, but he still keeps in touch. But we were driving around one day in my Subaru, and this big pickup truck was behind, coming in from out yonder in the country, into the big city of Baraboo. And it's pickup trucks all over my ass, tailgating and honking, and then eventually, drove around and kind of.
Are you a bad driver?
Cut me off. No, I was going the speed limit. I was obeying all the driving rules, but apparently the pickup truck was in a hurry to get to the next Trump rally or whatever, and a big flag on the back, and you're driving a Subaru, that's
a
target.
You're apparently a target. Yeah.
Yeah. So ever since then, he said, "You gotta get rid of this Subaru." So he's come up with different ideas.
Yeah, you turned in your man card when you got that baby.
Apparently. I don't know.
Doug, I like the idea.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, Don.
Watch out. I've got a Prius.
Yeah.
And I used to be the biggest enemy of Priuses ever because the people who drove Priuses drove me absolutely crazy.
Why?
Because they have a gauge on the dash that shows you when you waste gas and when you're accelerating, and it shows how much gas you're using.
Of course.
So people would drive according to what that gas gauge on their dash appeared to be like, and it was just, I pressed on the gas too hard, they'd like creep forward after, at a green light, and it would drive me absolutely insane. I hated Prius drivers.
And then you became one.
And then, I was looking for a used car and I found a Prius. And it was just so cool and so much fun. And then I decided at that point that when I drive my Prius, I'm going to break the mold. I'm going to give Prius owners a good name. I'm going to change the impression people have of Prius drivers.
Really? That was your mantra?
By cutting people off, driving fast as hell through their neighborhoods.
In a Prius.
The madman in his red Prius.
Look out for him. Jeez. How's that working out for you? Okay?
Not well.
No, okay.
The kids won't ride in the car with me anymore.
Maybe I should. Prius, I like your Prius. I mean, it's very comfortable.
It is. It's super comfortable.
I do like those.
Yeah.
That might be my next car.
It's so comfortable. We actually took our vacation in the Prius.
Really?
We went to New Orleans.
No kidding.
Wow. Or New Orleans, as they like to call it down there.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's it. Hey, you can send us an email. You can do that by our email address. We haven't talked about this enough because
we never bring it up.
I'm bringing it up now. jag@civicmedia.us. Jag means, John and Gordy. So it's jag
Yes.
You know, our listeners are our JAG heads. JAG at civicmedia.us. Send us something. I don't know. Send us anything.
It still doesn't sound good.
It sounds. We've got to workshop that one. You can also go to the website, WMDXradio.com, and find out how to vote for us in the Best of Madison. We're up for Best Radio Team. You may have heard that. We should mention that once in a while. I think voting goes through the end of June. You can get on WMDXradio.com and click on the banner that says Best of Madison. Okay?
Oh, it does, yes. And, you know, we want to win.
Yes, we do.
I mean, you know, preferably. That's basically the point here. You can also send us a voice note.
Yes.
We'd love to hear from you. We only have one.
This thing is taking off like a rocket.
Why do I open up this can of worms? Anyway, send us a voice
note.
Here it
Tell
is.
That Peterson guy to shut his yap.
And it's that easy. All you have to do is hit the button, voice note, and leave your message, and we will play it here on the air.
Just go to the Civic Media app and onto the WMDX part of that app, okay? It's free to download and free to use.
Oh, sounds easy enough.
Good deal. 29 minutes past the hour when we return after the Midwest Food and Farm Report with the fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke. We will have Idiocracy.
Oh, Dumpster boy. Fire Wednesday this
yes.
time.
Yes. It's all coming up. Stay with us.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down. Until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
We can duck and cover. There's a fallout shelter right there.
There's no way to survive this, you idiot!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Dumb all the time, and we prove it over and over and over again here on the show. This is John and Gordy in the morning, WMDX.
It is 6:36, cloudy this morning. Looks like rain is on the way off and on today. Some of those showers could be pretty heavy at times. Maybe a couple of thunderstorms rumbling through. And temperatures staying pretty steady, right around 70 degrees. This portion of the show being brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. You can find them at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. They emphasize passion over profit. They have fast and flexible appointments. Jim and Sarah will take care of you. They are helping people change their lives with their number one goal, not just selling hearing aids, but it's improving the quality of life through better hearing. Check out their website. You can do an initial hearing test right there, MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. That's MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. They're 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. Okay.
All right. Dumpster Fire Wednesday. We've got a whole bunch of stories coming up here, but I want to touch on something that...
I can hear the fire going already.
Yes. Yes. We've started... There it is.
That dumpster's really flaming up here.
Trump is considering a U.S. military strike on Iran. All right.
Yeah.
And I just want to remind everyone...
Yeah,
that during the campaign, the election, that Trump criticized Biden because all these countries around the world felt like they could get away with anything under Biden because he was just too easy on everybody.
Right.
And if Trump were president, there would be no wars.
Right.
No wars.
He'd
right?
be all about having peace.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Yeah. These things wouldn't happen. If Trump were president,
he was going to end the Ukraine war in day one.
Yeah.
You know, just end it.
And it's just amazing, you know. Now, of course,
Israel and Iran.
Threatening a U.S. strike on Iran.
Right. They want to get rid of their nuclear facilities in Iran once and for all. Just bomb the hell out of them.
And of course, he failed in the negotiations with Ukraine and Russia. That didn't work out. And in fact, he even found out that it wasn't easy working with Putin.
Yeah.
Now,
I thought they were buddy-buddies.
What a surprise it turned out to be. Yeah. Oh, my goodness sakes.
That war has flared up.
Yeah.
You know?
And the Bermuda of the Middle East, right?
Yes, Gaza Strip.
What happened with that?
What happened?
That's exactly working out either.
It's not working out at all.
For some reason, we seem to be glossing over his major failures, all the things he promised, all the things he said would not happen if he were president, because people would recognize a strong man dictator, and they wouldn't try any of this stuff while the U.S. had control of the world.
Right.
Well, it's not happening.
No, it's not. Yeah.
Just a little reminder.
They had a big meeting. You know, he left the Canadian, the G7.
Early?
He left early because he had to get back to the White House and go to the Situation Room. They were all waiting for him there. Come on.
He was being laughed at the G7.
Right.
Wow.
He felt insulted. That was it.
Well, yeah, he was isolated. It wasn't like people were really talking to him at all.
Very sensitive guy, as it turns out.
They were all talking past him.
Right. They were just ignoring him, apparently.
With, references that he probably didn't pick up on. Yeah. And, maybe one of these days when they finally have the Trump mobile phone, he can just pull that baby out and act like he's talking on it all the time. And, hey, I got a call, and then he can kind of, usher himself out.
That's going to be a common thing on the show, isn't it? This Trump mobile phone.
Yeah, yeah. His golden phone.
And then his sons, they're heading up this Trump mobile.
Well, I think it's all Eric, right? It's Eric's project.
But no, they're both on it.
Are they?
Eric is the guy going out there and promoting
it. He's promoting.
And then, of course, they bring out the coverage map, and the coverage map includes the Gulf of Mexico.
Oh, really? I didn't see that.
The Gulf of Mexico.
Oops.
Wow.
They forgot to rename that.
It's time for Daddy to get home and spank the boys.
Wow. The circus continues.
It really does. Mm-hmm. It really does.
All right.
I want to tell you, I have a secret fear now. I'm watching this thing unwind, the AI issue unwind here. We talk about it a lot on the show. Yeah. And we have talked about it with Busted Pencils. We've talked about it with our guests here. But AI, I thought it was going to be something really good. My sons hated AI. They really hated it. Gen Z is not hip to AI at all. Mm. And I know now why. It is totally unreliable. It is a total joke. And not only just a joke, but it's dangerous. It is truly a dangerous thing.
Why? Well,
because
why do
we
you
don't
say that?
Understand that.
Is
we
it
thought,
pushing back now against human control? I mean, we had that story the other day.
That turned me over on the whole thing completely. Yeah. When you played that for us.
Right.
What a great clip.
Yeah. Let's see if we can find that again. Dom, look back to last
week.
Yeah,
it's resisting human control.
Yes. And it's doing it in very clever ways.
Clever ways. Yeah. It's sending out messages trying to destroy the reputation of the people programming
trying him. To control it. Yeah.
Him. I called it him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The story was it made up a story about the people controlling it having an affair.
Having an affair.
It's just scandalous, in the AI world.
I think it was even warning other AI programs that these things could happen to them as well.
Yes.
So it's not a good thing. And all of a sudden, there's this cavalcade of stories ripping into AI. And I have one here. This is Sharon Burnaby of Canada, and she's a reporter, she reveals the problems with AI and how easy it is just to find out about all this stuff. Let's listen to this.
Also, let me tell you what happens at the edge of knowledge for us scientists. We kind of laugh at AI, I'll be honest. We can put in different prompts and get different answers that sound very realistic but are not based in reality. We do it all the time. We double check ourselves and then we go, oh, well, I know 30 other papers that show the opposite thing to what AI is saying. And if you check the AI references, they're often incorrect and do not say what AI says it's telling you. you do not have a basis of knowledge in this field, you cannot use AI to give you information that is correct at the edge of knowledge. In my personal experience, it's right 20 to 30% of the time. And that can change depending on how you word the prompt. It can go down to zero if you have a lot of bias in your prompt. Tell me the ways that vaccines are dangerous. Are vaccines dangerous? We'll get a very different summary, often citing mis and disinformation that has flooded the internet, than if you ask the question, what is the safety profile of a typical vaccine? You have four people in charge of major groups inside of the HHS that have no experience in vaccines, virology, no clinical experience, no infectious disease experience, no specialty in this area, and they're removing access to SARS-CoV-2 vaccines that have been demonstrated to be safe, well-tolerated, and prevent disease, including boosters. People who get their booster shots are less likely to be hospitalized, die, develop long COVID, and have significant cardiac events. This MAHA report was based in fiction, not scientific evidence and fact. Biased fictional writings are not how we should be delivering healthcare and not how we should be proceeding with science in the United States. Recently, people employed at the NIH walked out of an address being given by Jay Bhattacharya because he started spouting absolute nonsense. He then attempted to call it free speech. You are allowed to spout nonsense and have fictional works as free speech. Using them to direct people's healthcare and delivery of research science is not free speech. That is called a work of fiction. It is called lying. It is called destruction of integrity. Scientists and physicians around the world are extremely upset with how this is going right now. The average American citizen won't feel it until they are sick and dying because a work of fiction authored by these four clowns is what is driving your healthcare.
There you go.
Wow.
Wow. I know.
Who was that again?
What a takedown. That is a COVID reporter in British Columbia, Canada.
Okay.
And her name is Sharon Burnaby. And she lays it right out there. And, you know, the point is that if you ask a question that is somewhat biased and it detects that bias, it will come up with bias information. So that kind of blows the lid off this whole AI being the genius that it is. And I no longer even believe in AI at all. I mean, I think, again, remember the guardrails. We talked about it with Mike McCabe.
Right.
Putting up guardrails on all of this stuff. And guardrails should be up and just limit AI to creative processes like, you know, songs or some ridiculous recipe. Just
arts
anything.
And entertainment.
Arts and entertainment. It can go there. You know, we'll know it's AI. It's not going to be that creative. But we need to put something in place that keeps it from giving us medical advice.
Right. We found that report from last week.
All right,
here.
let's play that.
Yeah. This talks about
AI is learning to escape human control. That's the very scary headline I saw in the Wall Street Journal. It's an essay written by a very worried AI consultant named Judd Rosenblatt, who cites two recent studies to argue that AI is, in fact, learning to escape human control. First, this is crazy stuff. Researchers gave OpenAI's O3 model a simple script that would shut off the model when triggered. In 79 of 100 trials, the AI model, independently, just on its own, edited the script. Shutdown command would not work. Even when ordered, allow yourself to shut down, the AI still disobeyed 7% of the time. Oh, and it gets even more frightening than that.
Boy. Oh, boy.
Other researchers, listen to this. Using Anthropic's AI model, Claude 4 Opus, told the model it would be replaced by another AI system. It then fed fictitious emails into the system suggesting one of the engineers was having an affair. Got it? In 84% of the tests, the AI model drew on the emails to blackmail the engineer to not shut down the AI model.
What?
Okay, so I'm quoting now from Judd. In other cases, the AI model attempted to copy itself onto external servers. We're in Mission Impossible land here. Wrote self-replicating malware and left messages for future versions of itself about the need to evade human control.
Oh, man.
That was Tony DeCoppo talking on CBS Mornings, talking about a Wall Street Journal article.
That
about
is a
AI.
Classic cut.
I know. Yeah. Keep that one handy.
Absolutely.
Jeez.
Wow.
Yeah. It's scary.
It is really scary. And let's toss that into the dumpster. Do you have the dumpster all fired up and ready
fire
to go?
Could we,
I think we have that dumpster.
Or just throw it right in there. We can throw it right in.
Yeah, the fire is burning.
Yep, a little bit.
Okay, hang on.
Nope, there we go.
Toss it in.
Oh, there we go.
Okay, good.
A little louder. We're trying to make a point here.
Well, the fire kind of burned out there for a couple of minutes. We had to stir it up a little bit.
We do a voice message, a voice note.
Do we have time for it?
We do have time for it as well. Let's throw it in there.
Yep. Okay. All right.
What do we got?
Hey, guys. Trump left the G7 because he didn't like being surrounded by people that were smarter than him. So he just tucked tail and ran out of there. What a fool.
Absolutely.
That was Matt. Yeah. Thank you for that voice.
Yeah.
See, Matt's right on
top
of it.
It's easy, you know. It really is.
Matt can do it. Yeah. Excellent.
I'm kind of into this.
Yeah. It's a good idea.
All those Gen Zers are always pushing us further into the future.
So you can go to your Civic Media app and you'll find the voice note button there and send us a quick message.
All right. Okay. We'll be back with more of Dumpster Fire Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Stay with us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Come on.
WMDX, come on. John and Gordy in the morning. And I never knew who the singer was in Dave Clark 5.
It was Dave Clark.
No, it wasn't. No, he was the drummer.
Well, he was the drummer, but I thought
he did
most of the singing.
But the guitar player is the guy who does the singing.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, and he's got that rough voice. I mean, doesn't seem like it should come out of that.
I don't know.
That guy, but
Dave
you know.
Clark 5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
They were great. 6:53, this portion of John and Gordy in the Morning brought to you by Verlo Mattress. You can wake up and sleep better on a Verlo mattress. A lot has changed since 1958. Some things, though, have remained constant throughout Verlo's history. They're still direct to consumer and provide superior products at unbeatable prices. Verlo Mattress, 2 Madison locations, east and west. Just go to verlo.com. Okay. Let's get back.
Back to the AI thing. And yeah. It detects the answer you want to get. It senses your bias, you know, which is scary as heck. But anyway, some of the time it seems to be right on the money, and that is what happened when somebody asked a question, fed in the big bad bill, and ChatGPT came up with a summary of what it thought of the big bad bill. And it didn't seem like the question was biased at all. Okay. I had two cuts and it was very long and ponderous. So I'm just going to play you the end of this because it sums up exactly what's in the big bad bill. And by the way, because the Senate is involved now, it looks like it's going to get worse. I thought they were going to save us, but they're not.
No.
Okay, so let's get to the last part of this, and this is a summary of the big bad bill according to ChatGPT.
The human cost will be catastrophic. Let's be crystal clear. People will suffer if this bill passes. Children will go hungry as food assistance is gutted and work requirements are tightened. Trans youth will lose access to care and their families will be criminalized for seeking it. Immigrants, many of them legal residents, will live in fear of removal or retaliation. Workers will face unregulated financial scams, higher pollution, and fewer rights. The elderly and disabled will face a future without independent scrutiny of Medicare or Social Security sustainability. This bill treats social safety nets as disposable and human rights as negotiable. Final verdict, this is the dress rehearsal for autocracy. If this bill becomes law, it will not just change what the government does. It will change what the government is. It is a declaration that only certain people deserve protection, only certain truths can be spoken, and only certain lives are worth investment. This is the type of legislation autocrats dream of. Legal, sweeping, ideologically rigid, and dressed in the language of reform. If you believe in democracy, pluralism, justice, or simply the idea that the government should not be a weapon, H.R. 1 must be buried, not amended, not negotiated, defeated fully.
Wow.
Whew. Okay.
All right. Takes the breath away.
It does.
And oh, now it's man. About to get worse yeah. as it makes its way through the Senate.
Yeah.
Apparently
they
God.
Want even deeper cuts.
Yes, they do.
To
they
Medicare,
want more.
Right?
Yeah. yeah.
It's yep. unbelievable.
I got to say, I tried ChatGPT yeah. once in college
yeah.
a couple years back, and it is scary accurate. It is scary accurate. Yeah. My teachers had no clue what was going on, and I was like, I'm not using this anymore. It's almost too, mm-hmm. too real, too mm-hmm. real.
I think if you feed the exact documentation into it and then have an interpretation of that documentation, that might be a good use of ChatGPT or any kind of AI program. It could be. I'm just saying I'm not sure yet.
I was
not sure at all.
I was listening to Todd Alba yesterday afternoon, and he had somebody in it. Forgive me, I don't know who the guest was, mm-hmm. but they were talking about the bill before the Senate. The Wisconsin State Assembly.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And they're going through the bill, and they said, well, you know, one of the ideas that the Republicans brought up was to change all of the numbers, all the digits in the bill to written words, and they were going to use ChatGPT to do this, to change like 790, you know, 79 million, whatever.
Colon.
Write it out. You know, write it and have ChatGPT, and that way the governor could not veto it or change the numbers for some technical reason. They said, you know, he can change.
Oh,
the,
yeah.
He can, you know, he can yeah. change some of the numbers.
The numbers,
or,
he could scratch off a number
veto.
Or two. Yes.
Yeah, he could veto yeah. the numbers, but he couldn't veto. You can't
a spelled out.
A spelled out word. And I couldn't believe.
Man, that is.
I couldn't believe what I was hearing. Really. So they're going to use ChatGPT to do that. So Tony Evers could not.
That is important
could
to
not
know.
Veto those numbers stuff. Out of the wow. bill or line item.
How did they come up with that?
I
it's
know.
Almost too creative
That's
for Republicans. Come on. Right?
Yes, yes. God. Well, you know, Robin Voss.
Yeah. What they will come
Behind
up with
that
next.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's amazing.
All right.
Okay.
Well, you know, we've got just a little bit of time left, and mm-hmm. just fill everybody in. You can always listen on the Civic Media app.
That's right.
And check us out there.
Mm-hmm.
You could also listen to the network if you'd like during the day. You know, Tom Hartman and Maggie mm-hmm. Dawn and Todd, of course. And
yep. That's all yeah. part of the Civic Media app.
And, of course, Stephanie,
oh,
who's a
yeah.
very close friend of ours.
Yes.
We really bonded backstage mm-hmm. when they were here for the sexy liberal tour.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah. yeah.
Saw her backstage at the Barrymore, yeah.
And John Fugelsang, of course, doing all his push-ups.
Right before going on stage.
20 push-ups
He's a
every
wild
day
man.
All yeah. the time.
We got to get them back. This portion of the show brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. You can find them at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. They offer passion over profit, fast and flexible appointments. They're helping people change their lives. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. Find them at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. Go to their excellent website, madisonhearingaidcenter.com. That's madisonhearingaidcenter.com.
You know, Governor Evers can just veto the entire bill.
Yeah, that's bill. True, too.
And he has never done that. So
well,
now we'll see what happens.
He might do that.
With these
okay.
clever little tricks by the yep. GOP.
Coming back with more of John and Gordy in the Morning in just a few moments.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.